Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need fun.
That's
what I want.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Pat Sigmund. Pat's the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. And Pat, that's what your clients and my small business audience are singing. That's the song they're singing. I want money. We need money from our customers, right? We need more sales from customers, don't we?
Sure. And listening to your previous conversation on your show this morning, business owners think more and more and more about the tension that they don't have, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, they can't throw it away, and the sale they won't have for their business.
Most of them are wondering who's going to be there to buy my business when I'm ready to sell it.
Yes.
And it's a scary thing, and so we're talking about maximizing revenue. This is from a survey, from a conference you had where your people came together and asked you questions and told you how they were operating. And what's the first thing that you guys just determined was on the list maximizing revenue?
Yeah, now I'm looking for oddball things, weirdo things, not the normal here. And, you know, so one of the things, almost everyone had a method in place. Most of these people are distributors or manufacturers of something. They have a method in place to call new customers, to get leads, to call leads. Everyone had a method in place. They have salespeople, in-house, out, whatever. So they had the method in place, but what's odd? What was someone doing that was different than the rest of them? Few people have it down pat where everything is in one place so that all their emails, everything that goes on in the office that hits this one type of person, you know, this one potential lead, ends up in one spot so that a salesperson, customer service, whoever's talking to this person ever can see what they bought, what they didn't buy, who spoke to them, the letters that were sent to them. Now, that's very electronic. Mm-hmm. Like they make it happen so that everything, and I mean everything, is in one place.
So they see they see where the customer is in the qualifying process, if they've had a demonstration, if they've had a proposal, if, you know, when was the last time somebody called on them, that kind of thing.
And all the emails, anything they ever sent them, saves redundancy.
And this is from what kind of platform?
Well, that was the thing. Some of the people have rigged their own things. Some of them use software and incorporate Outlook. You know, it was only maybe two people were doing it so that they had everything in one place. But besides having it in one place, they have information. The best person had segregated the lead list so that it could be mined, as we call it.
Mm-hmm.
So they have keywords. Everybody on the items the people are looking for, the type of items, right? Then they would, when they blog and when they send out mass emails, they look for what these people are interested in and send exactly that to them.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the way we get emails from Amazon and all these people, and we wonder how they know that we just happened to be online the other day
looking at a certain product. Yeah.
So that's the best of the bunch. That's what they're doing with their leads. Keeping it all in one place and mining it and sending out through Google and through other ways to exactly the people that are looking for this exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the best. Yeah,
do they have dedicated people who are managing this? Or is it ad hoc?
No, most of them have an IT person somewhere that's set it up. It is not in-house admin people going through lists. So their big deal is that they have it automated. That was the big deal.
Okay.
Just like, you know, your leads, what are they looking for, and then marketing to that, nurturing of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best of them with the leads. Yeah, so I think that's, it made me think of different things that I want to do myself,
Streamlining. Right. Well, the thing is you're meeting people and you're finding, you're getting connected, you're being introduced to people, you're being referred to people. If you mm-hmm. don't keep up with it, if you don't manage it, if you don't put a hat on some of these things, some of these people,
yes.
some of these contacts, they'll just kind of vaporize, won't they? I mean, you'll lose the opportunity.
There are companies that do this nurture marketing for you, that you can hire, that you know, sell their product, that keep track of mm-hmm. people in a certain way, and you know, it happens to us every day. So these
right.
people who are there saying business are doing that.
Right.
That's one of the things
right.
you're doing.
What's the next thing?
Well, another thing that's very interesting, especially when someone's selling goods, they talk about how you're comfortable with the people you're buying the goods from.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are really being competitive are not selling anything, repeat business, unless they're issuing purchase quotations, they call it. So
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying is, when you're first putting a package together for a new customer, you'll send it out for bid, like the pieces of it, and you'll get quotes from vendors, and you'll put together a package, and you'll sell it to a client. They're saying that when you get repeat business over the years, those vendors that you're dealing with tend to get lax with you. They're not being as aggressive as they are with new people. So there's some software that automates that. They call it like purchase quotations. There's wizards,
right.
they call them.
Mm-hmm.
So that every time you're going to sell, you just don't automatically buy from the same place. And you send out automatically, so that it's not a big people thing.
Mm-hmm.
A purchase quote, a request for a quote.
To get the best price.
And, yes, and then your own vendors that you're very comfortable with, been dealing with for a long time, will realize they've got to give you something.
They've got to be pay a little more attention to you and not take you for granted. Quick break. We'll have to be right back and talk some more about this with Pat Sigmund after these messages. She's the author of 6 Steps to Creating Profit.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.